Welcome to the Lost Dog Podcast and the 10th edition of the Transcontinental Race, supported by our race partners, Farah Cycling, Pedaled, Apadura, Commute, and Beat Design. It's day 9 at TCR number 10, and today is the day we expect the winner of this year's race to roll into Istanbul and cross the finish line. Robin Gemperla, cap number 2, has led from day 1 and looked set to take his maiden victory, despite the constant pressure from behind, with Christoph Strasser, two-time winner, still determined and pushing through the Turkish heat in second position. But there is still one pretty significant hurdle to tackle, the final parkour of the race. David Eyre, race director.
We are currently standing on the finish parkour, so just by the beginning of it. It's pretty warm and humid down here, but there's a strong breeze blowing in off the Black Sea, which should hopefully help to keep riders cool. What lies ahead of them is the finish parkour. Riders might think that they are nearly there now, but we've got a few surprises left in store for them along the way. What we'll see is the road hugging the Black Sea coastline. It's pretty undulating around here, classic kind of coastline ups and downs as the cliffs drop off towards the water, so both ascents and descents for riders to contend with. So hopefully they've still got their climbing legs after nearly 4,000 kilometres of riding. There's also a few short sections of gravel for them to contend with, so just when they thought that it might be over, we like to make sure that it isn't. But this is predominantly a road finish parkour, and after they've ridden all along the Black Sea coastline, the road will drop them down and then swing them round to the right, and that will deliver them to the Bosphorus, which they can then follow in all the way to the finish line.
The winning rider is likely to arrive at the finish later this evening. Further back, Jana Kessenheimer, still the fastest woman in the race, is taking the short ferry crossing to Çanakkale.
We're just about to arrive on the Asian side of the Dardanelles Strait. You're approaching CP4. In your mind, what's coming next?
Yeah, there's like a 40k flat time trial on a big road to the CP, so I'm going to do that first. And then get my third stamp. And then I think I will approach the parkour, which I think is pretty gnarly, so I think it will take me probably a long time, but yeah, hopefully I can make it today and sleep maybe a little bit earlier today, because like I didn't get much sleep the last night. Yeah, so this is what is roughly my plan.
What makes you think the next parkour is going to be a bit gnarly?
It's just like how the parkours are usually designed, so having the experience now from the other parkours, I think that it might be some kind of special. And yeah, also I think when the map says it is gravel, it's probably even worse, so that's why I think it might take long.
And do you feel comfortable riding off-road, or is it not a usual part of your repertoire?
No, I did a mountain bike ultra last year, and also I did Badlands and Gran Guanche, and so I think I can ride off-road. But in these kind of races, also at the late stage of the race with a road bike, I just don't want to risk anything, and I really want to avoid getting a flat or something, so yeah.
Adrian Lichty, cap number 7, is an experienced rider who came second at the Accursed race earlier this year. He's now completed the fourth parkour and heading east towards Istanbul, being careful to manage his body and early signs of Schirmer's neck.
I'm good now, yeah, but 1 hour ago, no, because I tried to push to come back, and I had beginning of Schirmer's neck, so I slow down and now it's okay.
Did you take a rest to recover from it?
No, just slow down.
You've just slowed down your pace.
Yeah.
And we know you spend a lot of time living on your bike, touring around a lot.
Yeah.
Is this your first time riding in Turkey?
Yeah. It's the first time. It's super hilly. It's crazy.
Do you like it? Are you enjoying the scenery?
Yeah, it's beautiful. The parkour 4 was so nice. It's beautiful. But with a road bike, I don't know how to do it. Because some stones are really sharp. Yeah, you can really cut your tire.
But you got through safe. You've got pretty chunky tires on, haven't
you? Yeah, it's 35, but there are more 13, 38, 39. And it's perfect.
I know when we first met back in 2019 at 2VS, you used to race on road a bit and you haven't done for a few years now. How is it being back on the road?
It's not really road. It's more all road. Even the 2VS, it's not road. Yeah, I like the shitty road like this. Yeah, the mix with the gravel. You can do what you want. It's your own parkour, yeah.
Our team in Control Car 1 are out on the final parkour, where Robin Gemperla is entering the very final stages of TCR number 10. Even now, with the end in sight, it's a battle of will to keep going. Keep moving forwards, ever closer.
Happy to be finished soon.
You've got your jersey undone. What's the temperature been like?
Not even that high, but I always do beginner mistakes if I'm under stress, and I noticed that I didn't eat and drink. That's why, that's why I had to. Yeah, I don't know. It's not even because of the temperature. That's yeah.
And you're
looks,
on the.
Looks more epic.
You're in the finished parkour.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Like gravel is not working anymore now with my knee. I can hardly move. I like pedal. Also, obviously the right knee also joined to the party now.
Though still a few hundred kilometers behind Robin, several riders have now completed Parkour 4 and have Istanbul on the horizon too. But no matter how close it feels, it doesn't get any easier. Mikko Kainu, Cap 43.
Yesterday I had a difficult day. The heat caused also sort of problems, yeah. But now it's, of course I don't like the headwind, but it is what it is.
Are you looking at the tracker at all? Do you know where you are in relation to other people?
No. My phone doesn't work, or the internet connection doesn't work, so I'm not fully aware where I am, but I know pretty well. I've been trying to catch those guys ahead of me for 6-7 days, but no luck so far.
It's still a fairly close race up here at the front.
Okay,
how does it feel to be like closing in on Istanbul and maybe smelling the finish for the first time?
Yeah, it's. I just calculated that I might have to sleep only one more night, and then I might actually be there. But I don't know if that's a possibility. But yeah, it's nice that this one is over soon, hopefully.
So we've just been making our way over towards Yalova Peninsula on the approach to the Finnish parkour. We spotted Andre Backman, who we were trying to chase down, and saw that he was up at the top of this very steep town in what looked like a dead end. And we assumed at first that maybe he was just taking a nap in a park or something, because why else would he be up there? Until we identified that there was this off-road track that kind of traverses or climbs up very steeply at first and then traverses across the top of the hillside here, rather than dipping straight down to sea level. And so we drove up to the top of this climb and found him here, and seemed like he was having a glorious time and seemed pretty happy with his routing choices. So it looks like it's going to save him a fair bit of distance in comparison to taking the road options around the lake that everyone else has done. Hey, Andre. How are you doing? You're taking a wild route here over the Yalova Peninsula. Can you tell us about your choice?
I think it's the fastest way. Now still daylight. And I think it's a good chance to get a little bit advantage to the guys who follow me. With the other guys, I think they take the longer route around the big lake down there. And I thought that should work, and so far it looks like it works.
And how else has your race been going? This is the first time that we've seen you on the road.
Yeah. Really good till after checkpoint 2. Because of checkpoint 2, also at checkpoint 2 I was still at the third place and then had a crash on the road. I didn't saw some loose stones and loose sand in a turn, and I just fell. So I had to go to the doctor and stitch my arm together.
Are you following the tracker now? Are you aware of where you are in the race currently?
Yes, I know.
So you've managed to pull back a lot of positions to get back into around fifth place.
Yeah, should be around there.
When you had that crash and when you lost all of that time, how did it affect you mentally? Did it make you think you were no longer racing for that top three?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. It was really hard because I was really on a high for me, because I never thought that I could be on a podium place after the middle of the race. And then it was quite hard. Yeah, it was really hard to push myself again, mental-wise. But I took the long sleep, and after this was quite good, and I could go full gas again.
So you still managed to find that motivation almost straight away to start pulling it back.
Yes. Yeah.
And Istanbul's getting really close now.
Yeah.
Have you started to think about how that's going to feel when you arrive?
Not how it's going to feel, but I was thinking about I definitely need some beers when they arrive.
Ben Chardin, Cap 60, is another rider in reflective mood, with the end now not too far away. As is so often the case at this stage of the race, there is the desire to reach the end, but at the same time, recognition that an unforgettable adventure, the kind only ultra racing can offer, is coming to a close.
I think it's a special edition for you guys. It's like something big. It's like a celebration of 10 years, and it's got to be history, you know. And I think with all the guys racing now and how everybody pushes themselves, it's, you know, they really want to shine on this race, like to do honor to, you know, Mike and everything. So it's cool, and I want to do it too. So. But I want to arrive safe and in one piece, so I'm going to... I want to enjoy the last part because, you know, it's almost the end and it's almost like I don't want to, so... That's why I'm having dinner now.
You don't want the race to finish?
I mean... Yes, I want it, of course, but there's just some timings where you can't really find this feeling anywhere else, you know? I mean, I'm new to Ultra Endurance. It's my... I did three races, you know, like the Trans-Pyrenees and twice this year. But yeah, I mean, there is nowhere else I can find this mindset.
It's approaching 8 p.m. in Istanbul, and Robin Gemperle, cap number 2, will soon arrive at the finish line, where his family are waiting to greet him. Race reporter Emma Cole and the team in Control Car 1 are there too.
We are at the finish line and the atmosphere is full of excitement as we've got around maybe 20, 30 people all gathered here to welcome Robin to the finish line as the winner of the 10th edition of the Transcontinental Race. His family are here, his girlfriend's here. We've got lots of people that have come all over just to give Robin an amazing round of applause. So it's all very exciting and everyone is wondering when he will arrive.
Robin's girlfriend, Mayella.
I'm very nervous still.
What? What's there to be nervous about?
I don't know. It's just like, yeah, emotions. I know.
Definitely. Definitely. But you must be very proud of him.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah?
It's really nice.
How did it feel watching his dot for the past week and a couple of days?
My screen time got up to 7 hours. So...
David, Robin is about to arrive. What's going through your mind?
It is finely balanced between a feeling of like sick with excitement and sick with relief. He's less than 2 kilometres away now. He's got one final choice to make. He's got to decide whether he's going to come in on the road or whether he's going to come up the 25 steps from the Sea of Marmaris up to the top here. So part of me really wants to believe that he's got one more hiker bike left in him. And I'd be excited to be here for it. But if he takes the easy route at this point, I think he's earned it as well. So it's really nice to have such a big crowd here with us and like it to feel really buzzing. A load of former TCR riders from Turkey as well, who are part of the volunteer team, which is really cool. So yeah, it feels like a special atmosphere, and it's been a special race for Robin. So a fitting finish for him, really. Hours and 59 minutes.
I think that's that's pretty sick.
Yeah, you've just done it.
Wow, that's really cool. And you even have a stamp.
I know. Yeah, we finally caught up with you.
Awesome.
I got a stamp on my
head. Whoo!
Can we get you a drink?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I need.
But your initial thoughts? You've beaten Christoph Strasser. How does that feel?
My initial thought is that guy's operating on a completely different level. None of us really understand. I'm 100% sure I can never come back and say I'll do this exactly again. But he will come back next year and say 3 times in a row, let's try it now.
But you do know you've just won.
Yes, I do. But I. Or also this morning he probably woke up, looked at the tracker and said, I'm going to catch Robin. And it's completely impossible if you look at the tracker. But he says, I'll try. And he was so close.
But Robin, what is it about you that allows you to win with such style?
Privilege. No, I worked a lot. I also sacrificed a lot. I mean, for example, I finished my master's thesis this spring, and it was clear from the beginning that this won't be the best master's thesis my university has ever seen. And otherwise, I have amazing people around me. For example, I just sent a voice note to my very good friend and coach Manuel, who I rode cross-country mountain bikes with and then started a coaching business with, just an absolutely brilliant cycling coach. He understands exactly what I need, what I'm capable of in training, and I think he's like on a sportive level one of the most important or the most important person that makes it possible. And then of course there's my parents who have 2 kids which they support as if they're still their young boys in the best possible way, and this is for sure a privilege I'll never completely understand. Then there's my girlfriend who has to deal with a sports person, which is definitely not very easy.
Robin crossed the finish line to huge hugs from his parents, including his mum, Maya.
We wanted him to do some sports, and he tried out many things. And he started to bike, to do the mountain biking, and he just fell in love with this sport. And ever since, he's riding. I'm so happy that he's here, really. And it's incredibly proud. And yeah, I think he really deserved it, because he worked so hard, and it was his dream, and it came true now. So.
And has he always been such a hard worker growing up?
Well, when he had something in his mind, he really wanted to do it. He went through the wall if he wanted something. So that's sure. That's
that's
something
amazing.
He really has in his mind. If he wants something, he reaches usually.
David, Robin has just won the Transcontinental. What's going through your mind?
8 days, 23 hours and 59 minutes is a sensational time to win this edition of the race. He has taken on absolutely everything that the continent has thrown at him and done it with a smile on his face, seemingly. The massive slabs of baklava that he is currently stuffing into his face are very richly deserved, I would say. It's fantastic to have him here. Great ambassador for the race, great ambassador for ultra cycling generally. A fantastic guy, so a worthy winner.
After almost exactly 9 days of cycling, Robin Gamperla has cemented his name in ultra cycling's history books by winning the 10th edition of the Transcontinental Race at the third attempt. In his own words, the first was the experiment, the second was the defeat, and the third, what a victory. Join us in our next episode to find out if Christoph Strasser can maintain second position and complete his own incredible journey at TCR number 10. And as always, we'll hear more rider stories from the road as they continue rolling onwards, forwards, and always towards the finish line in Istanbul. You can read Emma's daily race reports from the road on the Lostop website and get regular updates across all our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Farah Cycling, Pedaled, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.